go down.
Pray.
Okay, to pray, she would, like a child at night, he's saying his prayers, he gets beside his bed, so what do you say he does?
Kneel down.
If you're tired and you want to go to bed, you might say, I'm going to...
Going to sleep, to rest, to sleep.
Okay. If you're going to recline instead of sit up, you might say you were going to...
Mm-hmm.
If you were talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you might tell somebody, this is what I...
Dream.
You might say, I dreamed, and all of a sudden
I woke.
If you bring your foot heavy down on the floor, like this, you say you did what?
I stomped.
If you want to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it
and pull it out.
When your car is stuck in the mud or snow, you have to get somebody to help you give it a...
Give it a push.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say...
Run to take a suitcase a long way? I say, I told it.
If someone were coming into the house and playing with something, some of the children, and playing with something you didn't want them to, what would you say?
I tell them not to play with that.
Okay. If the stove was on, it's very hot, and they started toward it, what would you tell them?
I tell them, stop that, you get burnt.
And you say, the stove is so hot,
don't bother it. Don't touch it.
If you needed a hammer, you might tell me to.
Hand me a hammer.
You throw a ball and you ask somebody else to.
Catch it.
If I said, let's meet in town, Papa. If you get there first, I'll.
Wait.
A child that's wanting to get out of a spanking. He might say, oh, come on, please give me
another chance.
If a man's in a good mood, you might say he's in very good
humor.
If you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to let him go. And you say to your friend, I think I'm going to
fire him.
You might, if you want to send Uncle Horace a letter, you might say, I have just
mailed it.
Okay, before you mail it, you have to
write it.
And when you put where he lives on the front of the envelope, what's that called?
Number.
It says numbers, but...
Name and number.
Name is in the numbers, and what's all that called? It's where he lives.
His address. Name, number, and address.
Uh-huh. If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he's learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned to do that, you might ask him, who?
Who learned you?